60 years ago in San Francisco, Allen Ginsberg wrote Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix.
The publication of the poem, which was filled with graphic language, sparked an obscenity trial, though the charges were ultimately dismissed. Howl became an anthem for the Beat Generation. It continues to inspire, and earlier this week, NPR's Mondolit Del Barco went to an eclectic all-star tribute in honor of the poem's anniversary.
The celebration at the Ace Hotel in downtown L.A. gave some well-known performers something to howl about.
She's got the power to heal you, never fear.
Eric Mingus, son of jazz legend Charles Mingus, belted out a song in tribute to Allen Ginsberg. So did Nick Cave, Beth Orton, Lucinda Williams, Macy Gray, and Courtney Love.
Dear God, I've written this letter to you, but I don't have a clue. Won't you tell me?
It was all part of what show producer Hal Willner called an insane variety show. Comedian Will Forte and musician Peaches delivered a frenetic rendition of Ginsberg's Bird Brain. Musician Devendra Banhart performed a song Ginsberg and Bob Dylan wrote called Vomit Express.
I'm going down to Puerto Rico.
And from his laptop on stage, DJ Motion Worker reworked Ginsberg's poem America.
Oh, when the saints shall go insane, oh, when the saints forget your name.
Hal Willner produced many of Ginsberg's albums and is known for assembling all-star tributes. He's a longtime music producer for Saturday Night Live. For this night, he invited some SNL alums on stage. Here's Amy Poehler and Chris Parnell performing Ginsberg's The Ballad of the Skeletons.
Said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty hearts. Said the right-wing skeleton, forget about your heart.
Said the Gnostic skeleton, the human force divine. Said the moral majority skeleton, no, it's not.
Said the Buddha skeleton, compassion.
The highlight of the night was a spirited reading of Howl, performed on stage by Willner and actress Chloe Webb, who once co-starred as Sid Vicious's girlfriend in the film Sid and Nancy.
Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of the night.
Who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high.
Their rendition was backed by a jazz band, something Ginsberg himself would have approved, says Jonah Raskin, who wrote a book about Ginsberg's Howl and the Beat Generation. Raskin says the poem was about many things, including sex, drugs, youth, alienation, defiance, and transcendence.
People, even if they don't get the whole poem, or even if they're a little confused at times, they get the rhythm and they get the feeling of it. It's like a quintessential expression of the beat perspective in philosophy, where you're down in the gutter, but you're also beatific, you're spiritually uplifted.
Raskin says the poem's images still enthrall audiences, as when they did when Ginsberg himself read his work.
Ginsberg performed it. He didn't just read it. He didn't have his face buried in his manuscript. He was moving his whole body, and he was making eye contact with the audience. When he read it for the first time, people were... Jack Kerouac was there. He'd gone out and bought red wine and passed the jug around. And so the audience was also part of the performance. I think that happens. It's a kind of tribal event.
A tribal event is exactly what the evening in L.A. felt like as Willner and Webb read Howl, with marijuana wafting through the theater as the audience was swept along.
Mercy!
Charity!
Faith!
Holy!
Mars!
Body!
Suffering!
Magnanimity!
Only the supernatural, extra brilliant!
Intelligent kindness of the soul!
A standing ovation in the spirit of Allen Ginsberg and the Beats was alive once more. Mondolit Del Barco, NPR News.